Yokoso, and welcome to another episode of the Senpai Podcast. It's your boy Derek, joined today by Foss. And my man Beach.
How we doing today, fellas?
I'm doing all right, Beach. You know, me and Foss just came from our first convention of 2024, man. And, man, Foss, do you feel satisfied with your haul?
I mean, it was the Collecticon, so I got my Pokemon cards I needed. I didn't go too overboard. Did some gambling, the usual.
And I saw that you did well in that gambling. I mean, you got yourself a little Mewtwo.
Got a nice little Mew and a Mewtwo from the pack.
You did not get Bubble Mew.
I did not get Bubble Mew from one of the most recent sets. Looks beautiful. Didn't want to drop the $80 for it. Probably shouldn't have.
If we see Bubble, I have a job for it. You think Bubble Mew is going to be at Matsuri?
Yeah, it'll be less than what it was.
I mean, we know what to do this time, especially you, Beej. What is our lesson we learned from Matsuri?
Go straight for the manga day one.
Buy your shit day one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or it is gone.
Yeah, no.
Whatever you want will be gone. But for Collecticon, I'm pretty sure we went on. Was that day one or two?
That was day one.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, everything seemed in stock. I've started my new thing, which is manga collection. My library has actually increased to 16 animes now.
Damn.
Just trying to get the chapter ones, but I'm starting to think. I wanted to buy Tokyo Revengers, and let me tell you, the cover art, fire.
Really?
But the problem is that the fire ones of like the badass dudes are like, you know, chapter 16, right? And I'm like, okay, I have to get chapter one, but it's
be straight up Takamichi,
Takamichi's bitch ass. And I'm like, damn. So yeah, I cop chapter one of that. But I mean, there you got to look at the covers of those when you have a chance.
I bet they're nasty.
Oh, it's fire! It's just absolute
fire. That's their best. That's what they got going for them.
Yeah, but aside from that, got some figures, cheap figures. Got my Frieza, passed on Trunks. I regret
unbelievable.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them were 30, but at Matsuri, they got to be $60. But over here, it was 30 a pop for anything you wanted. So, it was a rough go. I don't know why I was being so responsible, but I think it's because I know I have many conventions to go to later on.
It goes quickly. Start spending money at conventions.
Facts.
Because it was so easy to say, oh, that's a Kyogre, $15. I'm going to drop a 20 on that, and then I'm going to drop a 20 on another card.
We don't think anything of it when you just buy knick-knack shit. Yeah. Like, oh, that's just one card. Oh, that's just one manga. You know what I mean? And the next thing you know,
I was like, oh, I bought a $285 raffle.
We dropped, four. That was wild.
So is it like Matsuri in that, like in terms of, or I assume not in terms of attendance, but like,
I mean, it's still the convention center.
It's like a third, when you say a third of the size of Matsuri. So it's like, damn. Sectioned off, but there were still cosplayers, right?
Like in the section, it was still pretty packed. It wasn't shoulder to shoulder, but it was definitely all the nerds in the building.
You know what was surprising? Not one Frieren.
You know, it's not the
not
crowd,
one
though.
Frieren.
You think I just don't
I noticed yet. That. Maybe it's too soon.
When you when the actual anime convention comes around,
yeah,
there's gonna be so many.
True.
Yeah, a lot of Frierens and Ferns, I feel like. Fern is...
And Ubels, I feel like a lot of Ubels walking out there.
Well, so what kind of cosplay did y'all see out there?
Kind of the cliche.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Like Misty.
Missy, yeah. One girl dressed up as an Eevee.
Yeah, we have some bunnies or Eevees, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah.
One
an Onix?
Actually, no. Let me chill.
It's a safe space. The cosplay was out there, some cliche Attack on Titan. You know, every jackass has a scout's uniform on, so, you know.
God, you really hate them scouts.
I'm just waiting for one military police. There's like a couple of people who I want to pass by in a convention that I have to take a picture with, and it's like somebody cosplaying Thorfinn. You know what I mean?
Because
you're a real one, you know what I'm saying? And somebody with an MP. Anything.
We haven't seen a single MP at any.
I've seen at least one shirt, not in a convention, just like randomly out one time.
It's like whenever you Google it, it's always...
Yeah, you got to go out of your way to get MP shit. So that's why I respect it. But that's honestly the only time I ever really... I feel kind of bad, but I don't really stop and say like, hey, I like your your fit, right? But I only say that if you're like cosplaying an obscure anime that I had watched, and I'm like, wow, somebody actually like enjoyed that. You know what I mean? So I think I stopped somebody with just wearing like an obscure Soul Eater fit, and I'm like, man, I respect that. That was nice. But I do have some bad news for you, Beej. You know, one of the first mangas I tried to buy was Ace of Diamonds. And I found out that not only is it on indefinite hiatus, but it's a high likelihood that this series will not finish at all.
What's changed where that information came out?
It used to be a week by week like release, but this author apparently is just done with the series. Like, he just does not want to continue, so there will be no senior year.
It just doesn't make sense.
Because I wanted to buy it.
He doesn't give a fuck about
Ace of Diamond is like the one manga where I wanted, like, kind of like Hunter x Hunter, where I want to buy the continuation of the series. That was the other bit. I just want to finish reading it because I know it's never going to be animated. Mm-hmm. Shit, it's been 6 years since they had a new episode.
It's been 6 years since it's been animated, but they still been having weekly manga?
Mm-hmm. But that stopped a while back, is what I'm saying.
So he's not even going to finish the manga.
No, he's done.
Is he for the plans, or is he just like, yeah, fuck it, I'm retired?
Sounds like he's burnt out.
Which I respect, because I want to do that.
And that's a lot, you know?
Yeah.
He's covering freshman, junior, and senior seasons. It's kind of rough, but... Just an RIP, because that was the first manga I typed in, like, okay, like, I'm going to buy the whole set and, you know, finish the show myself. So that hurt my soul. It's like everything I love just will never be finished. RIP. RIP to Derek.
It's hard to, if you haven't seen the show, it's kind of hard to kind of understand the devastation, because... Well, let's just say it's a bit of a grind at times, the show. Because, I mean, it takes, like, a training arc to like, a whole new level. It feels like most of the show is a fucking training arc.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a grind.
The,
it's not
the pacing
for,
is slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not for the strong urge.
It is for the strong.
Weak, I should say. But to go through and experience all the emotions and whatnot, if I'm not mistaken, Derek, it brought you to an emotional reaction, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to spoil it, but you know, when the main character gets his due.
Yeah.
That was beautiful to me.
Sawamura Ichi.
And for his main rival to be the first one to congratulate him, even though he's literally torn from it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That just gets me somewhere.
It's
more than any other sports anime has.
Yeah. No, well, that's why I feel like well, so I've only seen Haikyuu as far as other sports animes, but that, especially in comparison to Ace of the Diamond, felt fucking light speed.
Right.
So the fact that it's been a journey, that's devastating news.
I'm heavily considered, and is a new bit of content I want to work on, is doing like a video essay reviewing some of these, especially for the ones that are low key.
Yeah.
I would love to do one for Ace of Diamond, just for people to just try it.
We'll see. I updated my Xbox Live like a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So it used to be Kenma, and then
yeah.
I changed it to Haruichi.
Yeah,
from Ace of the Diamond, all the real ones now. Lucky boy,
with or without the haircut?
Oh, without.
Oh, okay, my dude. My
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the special one right there.
Iconic, yeah.
Yeah.
and then, so we were playing FC with Mike, the first time playing with Mike.
Yeah, Mike watches Ace.
He was like, hey, BJ, is that a Kominato on your... And I was like, Mike, I fucking love you, man. You're such a real one for that.
Yeah, we're the only three. That,
really?
That I know of the American audience.
Of the three Americans that watch Ace of the Diamond, yeah.
But yeah, that's a great show. And as far as sports anime, we have a movie to watch next week, don't we?
It's next week?
Episode Nagi.
Oh, shit.
I cannot wait.
April 19th, right?
Oh, maybe a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to watch this fucking movie.
No, well, so where's that dropping? Is it dropping just like
in the
on
theaters?
Oh,
we're going to the theaters.
Oh,
shit.
Damn.
Yeah, we've been going all the anime movies.
This will be a like business trip. Years. I think we have to watch it. We have to review it. But I am geeked.
Same.
Because I love me some Nagi, bro.
Yeah.
Not so big on purple hair, motherfucker. But I guess we're just going to have to deal with him. Do you think it's just going to be his backstory, or are they going to include like the current characters as well in this movie?
I've stayed away from all information.
Oh, you want a complete surprise?
Yeah.
Well, you know that doesn't always go well for us. <bro.
laughs> You know, this is an actual movie with a story and new content. So, like, I'm not worried because I was like, if it's about Nagi, I'm happy. I assume it's a backstory about Nagi and purple hair and their connection. I would assume.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm happy.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder in our audience how many of y'all watched that new Demon Slayer movie. I wonder how many of y'all spent your money.
I tried to get Ben to do it because it was free, just because I would hear his reaction. Because I assume it would be like the last one and be absolute dog water.
Yeah.
But he ended up not seeing it. He's like, I'm glad I didn't.
One can only find out. I mean, for you guys, I'm sure y'all are, because I know that's an upcoming anime. Are y'all interested in seeing that first episode, or are y'all willing to wait?
If I get reminded that first episode, like that day, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
But it's not something I'll look forward to.
Gotcha.
Like any other shit I'm like interested in for spring, I ain't impressed about Demon Slayer like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I won't be counting down the days or anything, but like if I see it's dropped and I have like 30 minutes on my hands, I'll be like, yeah.
Right.
Honestly, Demon Slayer would work for me to actually have a couple episodes to watch.
Yeah.
Than just to do one of its nonsense, you know?
Fair enough. Because you know episode one is going to be straight bullshit, right? Like, it's going to be gag jokes. Like, nothing serious ever happens in episode one.
We'll start of our adventure at the end of it.
Yeah.
Or the boss fight will happen at the first episode. Who knows?
Yeah, the pacing of the last one. You're right. Who knows?
That's episode three.
Yeah, that was episode three.
It was escalation.
But today we are here to review the much hyped Crunchyroll series Solo Leveling. This thing has been hyped for years. Years.
Facts.
BJ's first isekai.
True.
Man, I mean, in all seriousness, well, first thing we gotta do, who's your simp? And I know everybody's gonna have the same fucking one.
I think yours is gonna be different. Buster and I tend to be more on the same page as far as simps. Our past few reviews, we've been pretty locked in.
We like bad things.
Yeah.
Eric so likes your soft.
Who are bad things?
See, but you like Squish. And I
like a little bite to it.
Yeah,
y'all like to work. Y'all's Mirko take is still wild to this day.
I don't think that's wild. I think
That's perfectly.
I don't feel bad.
She would rip y'all apart.
I would
exactly.
Woman. She doesn't even have limbs anymore. Y'all wild.
I know she still got legs.
She does.
She had one arm's a little wonky, you know? Ain't gonna stop me.
Oh my gosh. So then tell me then, boys, who is y'all's simp for Solo Leveling?
I gotta find the names.
Boss, would you look? Okay, then I'll go in first. See?
Let's go.
Just on the same wavelength.
She's like
lately.
The first S class you see. She was like the blonde, tall girl.
Oh.
She was like a little flip.
Oh.
The little bob haircut.
Yeah, little shoulder cut. That's my shit.
No, I'm into that. The little bangs. Yeah.
Who you got?
No, I know. Okay, hold on. Can I call this?
Yeah, I think.
First? Okay.
It's her friend, right?
Juhi, yeah. It's going to be Juki or his sister.
It is 100% his sister.
His sister.
Bang. Y'all tripping.
Wait, what's her name again?
Gina, I think. Song Gina or something like that.
She didn't mean to come
out. A purple hair tang.
Yeah, it's a purple hair again.
Squishy. You know, a nice, like, she a good girl. You know, I fuck with the vibe. And hey, these last couple episodes, she's been looking a little pretty thick. I'm just saying. I feel like there's a bit of fan service.
There's
on
more
six.
Fan service in this show than I expected there to be, for sure. Specifically with her. Yeah, I was
so
like,
they know
see,
what
they
doing.
Didn't even have to do all that.
Well,
though,
that spoiled me. Never mind. I shouldn't look at shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Dug too far.
I did.
You dug way too far. Just respect my opinion, and I'll respect y'all's.
It's a completely different. What the fuck? Yeah, I'm not gonna look anymore.
The one who simps over Sung, like, she's okay. I mean,
who I said. Yeah, Juhi, the
B ring healer? The B ring
healer?
Yeah.
Like, healer. You know, we haven't seen enough of her yet. And by that, I mean, she's been in them roles.
I feel like I've seen her. We
don't know what's going on there.
She just looks like an.
And Sung, you know, you a good looking dude. Like,
that dude is sexy as fuck.
Yeah, that glow up.
It's because the voice did something. Biggest thing.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe.
And the hype.
Voice.
And the hype. He got, they gave him 6 inches and a deeper voice.
I mean, I feel like that was pretty easy. And I'm not going to lie.
Getting pussies your passive.
That little disappearing shadow assassin dude, you know, I liked his vibe too.
Oh, the one that looked like Megumi.
Yeah. I liked him. I liked his character design. Like, it was pretty, it was a nice fit. So that's all I really got for the simp side of things. But I guess first thing was we got to break down characters. And if I'm going to be completely honest with you, I think that's the complete weakness of this show. I don't give a shit about these characters.
Yeah.
I give a shit about, like, two.
I mean, we're 12 episodes in. Here's the thing. Song, for main characters are concerned, he's likable. More than Kirito.
Yeah.
More than most isekai video game.
Seems to have a brain. He has a base level brain for this.
And he got a little bit of dog in him, I noticed.
He does.
He'd be talking disrespectfully to these executives, bro. He was ready to threaten his life in a diner. He's like, didn't he go like invisible and like if you fucking say
he
anything.
Went to, like stealth.
Yeah, stealth mode.
Yeah.
Woo! Some
stealth mode use. He's like, don't turn around.
Yeah.
Sexy-ass voice.
But my problem is I can't really highlight, like, his partner in crime, right? Rich Boy Armor
Rich
Dude.
Boy.
Don't really care about him.
Yeah, Money Bags.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't give me anything to, and I know we're supposed to, but to me, all he does is kind of, like, squab. He's just like, you know.
He's a little
sister. No, Dad, no. It's just like, man, speak up to your brother. And he's like, you better not think about doing shit.
I got so
if I were him,
up.
He ain't strong enough. Cause I've been like, you don't know who's in my party, bro. I'll bet you my guy can fuck up anybody in your party, brother. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like most of these characters, the healer, I don't really care about. I guess honestly, that old dude, the kind of karate master, I like him. But aside from that, just don't really care about the characters. But what about y'all? Is there
even with the name Solo Leveling, it feels all eyes on Sung. So, Sung Jinwoo. I don't really care about a lot of them. I don't really remember too many of them.
I think that's kind of a problem.
The main people I want to know about is that level above him.
Right.
The hunters.
The S-tiers.
All the S-tiers. All the ones going to the island. I think that expanded the story a little bit in that sense. And that's interesting with their characters. But overall, it's pretty much all Jinwoo.
Yeah. What about you, Beach? Any other characters we haven't mentioned?
Not really. I feel like Jinho, who's the rich kid, I feel like he might be a part of like things starting to unravel a bit.
Right.
Because Jinwoo doesn't really have like a weak spot right now. If anything, it's like his inexperience. But a lot of like the moves he's been making have been because of Jinho taking care of the business side of things like that. So I feel like he's going to be a part of like a lot of turmoil probably.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a reason that there aren't a lot of secondary characters. It's essentially just like a Jinwoo jerk fest, which I'm good with.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, I mean, he has a thing going for him. Like he's doing this for like his mom and stuff like that and his sister. So he has that part of his character that I guess is admirable, but it's not exactly,
he's starting to get a little dark.
It's not exactly unique. Yeah. Well, especially at the end of the season with the necromancer stuff. I'm like, where is this going?
So he's over here talking about like he's enjoying killing, or he's starting to. in a sense, which, I mean, you know, by all means, you can do all that shit. They attack you first, but I guess they're trying to establish, like, he's going to have a dark side of him type of mentality. So I'll see where that goes. Right now, he's just, you know, ultra powerful. And speaking of powers, what do y'all think about this power system of solo leveling as compared to maybe Sword Art Online or any other video game anime? Like,
it's hard for me because we don't know. It's not like we get all like a rule book.
Yeah.
How much is your potion to reheal your arm? You know, like, can you pull that out always?
Man, it just doesn't seem like he has limits. Like, he just can kind of whatever, do whatever the fuck he wants. And there's always seems to be a convenient item that pops up to solve his immediate problem. I think another, like, problem area to me is that I just, throughout all these episodes, and as badass as the scene can be, like his fight with that Red Knight Egress, I still didn't feel tension. Even though he was outmatched, I'm like, yeah, I'm sure you'll... Yeah, like, find something. You know what I mean? Like,
I was like, it was dope.
Yeah.
When they, you know, drop the weapons, throw hands. Like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't think, oh, this is going to be it for him. I thought,
like, I haven't felt that since episode one.
I don't think we're ever going to.
That's unfortunate to me. Or that's why I feel like if you incorporated the other characters, because they don't have that same system, then I do feel a tension, right? Mm-hmm. Because this is your fucking one chance. Versus Sung, it's just like, you know, there's only so hype I can get for a fight knowing that you're going to win every fucking time in a very convenient fashion. I'm just waiting for this motherfucker to lose once, and I hope an S-class puts him in his place soon. Or maybe an A. He was mentioning that other detective was significantly stronger than him. I want to see a strong A tier put him in his place, but I guess we just have more to see. But as of right now, like, it's kind of a weak point. Like, to me, fighting carries no weight for me continuing to, I'm pretty close to dropping solo, to be honest with you, because it's just like, there's just no point. Like, to me, the island that they're going to is more interesting to me than a whole episode of Song going into a dungeon and just collecting, oh, this is a good little loot, oh fuck, punishment. and nobody gives a fuck because it's easy for him now. But it's just like, we're hyper-focusing too much on him. And, like, let's build the world out. Like, let's expand as to why we're going to the... Because I don't know why they're going to the island. We don't fucking know. But that's still more interesting to me than going and, you know, looting some dungeons. But, Beach, as your first isekai, talk to me, man.
We're still on power system, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean... Yeah, like you said, my first isekai, so I don't really have anything to base it on, but... I do agree that I wish there was more clarity or, like, a set amount when, like, he takes potions and whatnot. And,
right.
What each thing does, because I remember after his fight in the dungeon and when he was getting his punishment or whatever, he drank, like, roughly, like, 6 bottles of potion. And I'm just like, damn, like, that's kind of useless potion. You gotta down 6 of them shits just to feel better. So yeah, I guess, yeah, no, I agree. I wish there was more clarity on that. I feel like it's hard to kind of make a power system like that black and white
and when balanced.
Yeah, when it comes to like tiers.
Yeah.
Because it's like he said, he's probably somewhere in between like a B and A tier. So there's not really like a good way to be like, oh, like, I'm like a B, like 5 out of 10 or something like that. Yeah. Like, it would be ridiculous if they did that. So, like, I understand, like, why, but, yeah, I mean, it's definitely not the first time, that we've seen that in anime. It won't be the last. So,
I mean, I like some of the setups, right? Like, I get the whole inventory thing because it is better than Sword Art Online, which, really, they don't explain anything. He's just, you know, he just calls himself like a beater or whatever, and he's just better than everyone else. Like, I think we skip one episode and he's already like max rank by episode 3. So I can at least give that a better system than, say, Sword Art Online. Is that saying much? No. But
I mean, I was trying to look at solo leveling also compared to other video game animes I've seen. Really not that many.
No Game, No
Sword
Life.
Art. I didn't finish NGNL. Shangri-La is what's going on that just finished. And it's hard to compare because one has 25 episodes, one has 12.
Right.
But I was probably more interested in Shangri-La, and there's more tension. That's a whole thing where it's video game where, okay, if you get a thing to restore your life, mm-hmm. I understand, super expensive. Everyone's in the video game world.
Yeah.
Here, it's just Jinwoo, and it's just like disappearing, reappearing the weapon, or...
He has so many powers that I can't keep track of all of his abilities.
And like,
he has more than Deku.
Yeah.
He's got at least 15 abilities, bro, and it's like, god damn, can we limit it?
It is one of those... I feel like, there's like video games like that where you just play badasses and you have a wide like tech arsenal of moves,
mm-hmm.
and you just steamroll all your opponents, and that's basically what the show is.
Yeah. Do you think it would be better of a system if maybe they allowed, say, a tier level to go higher, like you can improve? Or do you think it hurts it that they're kind of static their whole fucking lives? Like when you're once a C tier, always a C tier. You know what I mean? Like it just seems like that's such a hack for him and a crutch for everyone else.
Like it's good in the sense of like that's the world, everyone knows it.
Yeah.
And having someone who doesn't follow those rules at all would be terrifying for all the people in power. Because
maybe the hope that maybe he's not the only one who can do that.
Yeah, because like, man, that world, all the people are S, like no one else is getting near us. There's no work hard to get to us.
Right.
We're in the top of power until I don't want to be in power.
Right.
And so someone who was a D 6 months ago and now is high B A, it's like that's concerning.
Yeah.
You should not be getting this close to me. So I mean, I like it in that sense. It does suck in the sense of that means, C can't beat B. Is that what we're doing? It's like power level.
Yeah.
I'm underneath you. There's no way I beat you.
Yeah, and it's like, what's the point of that? That's why I was really heavy hoping for that one, that older dude, and how he was kind of fighting that assassin. He was still putting up a fight.
Yeah, he was because he was a like, master good, swordsman.
Exactly. And like, I like that, because that tells me, you know, at least you have a fucking chance, somewhat. I mean, a motherfucker should just disappear. I would be merc so I'd be like, god damn, I'd be talking all that shit.
See, but I feel like that's a kind of unique, right? I mean, I don't have like a large catalog of things I've seen, but it feels like in most other animes, there is the whole thing. It's
the
like,
work
yeah,
hard
like,
to be
yeah,
better.
Yeah, like if you work ethic. Hard, like you can get stronger, but here it's like you just kind of have to deal with the hand you're dealt.
What you is.
Yeah, I mean, it does make Jinwoo obviously like a unique person in that way, but it kind of, yeah, like you said, it just kind of limits things.
Well, I think that like the characters that he met who are kind of the bottom, it makes them irrelevant by that system.
Right.
And now I'll never care about B-rank healer. You know what I mean? I'll never care about, see, don't even know her name.
You not shit.
Bottom line.
Yuhi.
Characters who I was interested in, like that one, you know his sister, right? Her friend in class.
Yeah,
who,
purple hair.
Yeah.
The one who's like a E rank?
Yeah, or a mystery thing. So now, why should I ever care about you if you're perpetually an E? You know what I mean? Now, granted, you could have your second awakening. But to me, again, I'm like, this is a good opportunity to like introduce this cool new character. And all she did was literally sit outside.
She could have been...
I don't know.
She could have been B, A rank, but it's her first time and she's young. That's a kind of weird sentence. Let's just go past that.
Yeah. I'm feeling like Jinwoo won't be the only one to have a second awakening or a reawakening. I forgot exactly how to phrase
second,
it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, second awakening.
I don't know, make some shit happen.
Well,
I'm sure whoever the number one guy is can also, I guarantee you, do the same shit.
Yeah. But I think
making people?
Like the current S tier number one.
Can also raise his ability?
Yeah, he can also do that too or some shit. I could see that. Probably. But I don't know. I'm just curious about this island. What's so special about it? Nobody fucking knows.
I feel like...
Was the island that first on the fighting?
Yeah, if I'm...
That was the island?
I'm pretty sure it was. But even like the flashbacks that red-haired dude with like the Levi hair, how he was having like nightmares about it.
Oh,
I assume
right.
They had like a mission there. It went like awry. And this is like a redemption.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing anything. But I don't remember the first episode perfectly.
No. It was just the first episode they showed, like, they kind of did the monologue about, you know, here are S tiers and, you know, they can, like, they're explaining the world, but they were fighting. And I'm like, were they on the island right there, and that was like the mission to set off the thing, but who knows?
Thought it was, but you know. But so me personally, I thought it was interesting that island is a real island in Korea.
Really?
Yeah, Jeju Island. It's like a place where like a lot of people go like on vacation and stuff like that. So it's a real fucking place.
God damn.
Which I thought was interesting.
Does it have like a spiritual, like there are temples or something there? Because that could be...
probably some stuff like that.
Because I wonder if it has like a mystical aspect, and maybe by going to that island, you know, you can gain something from it.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if that's the case. Interesting. But as far as in pop culture and stuff, it's just like a vacation spot for a lot of Koreans.
All right, Korea.
Like, I'm going to Jeju for the weekend.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So,
you know, I feel like we watch most of our stories in Kanto, so it's hard.
Yeah.
Hard to envision anything else. Yeah, that's a good point. So, the other aspect we have to talk about is music, which another thing. You can pass what you want.
Yeah, I'm unremarkable.
Super meh.
I think
bros.
I skipped every intro.
The intro is this weird thing where the music drops
it wasn't
in the beginning.
For me.
I'm not a fan.
I don't think any of us have it on our phone.
No, it was a big no for me. The music did nothing for me.
Yeah. And that's unfortunate because music can, at least for me.
We usually have one. We'll buy one intro, outro theme that we like.
The fact that we can all agree.
Finally.
Intro on it. You know what? All right. Maybe the world can't have peace. We can agree on music for one time.
I couldn't imagine.
Trash is trash.
Like,
no, that was.
Outro.
No, I mean, I did like the outro more than the intro, but I still skipped it a bunch. And I only listened to it because I was like, shit, I'm going to have to say something about this on the podcast. And I was like, I mean, it's all right, but.
It just wasn't. I mean, the music, I don't even know. I guess the in soundtrack music is solid. But if we're talking intro, outro, you can skip me with that every single time. So shoot, I mean, we went through power system, we went through characters, we went through the music. So we can do a little overall for these first 12 episodes. What are you rated out of 10? What are your final thoughts on Solo Leveling? Will you be continuing Solo Leveling?
You want me to go?
Seems like you already decided.
See, yeah, no, I was thinking about this as I was watching. I just finished not long ago. Like, I don't know, about an hour and a half. So,
I was fresh.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard, you know, because at first, like, the first half of the season, I was like, oh, like,
I mean, you stop after
this
three.
This might be a drop.
After like, 3 or 4, yeah, you
yeah,
stop.
I was like, this might just be a drop in general. Like, but I powered through, and the second half of the season started picking up for him. I was like, okay, like, go off then, Jinwoo. I was like, at one point, I was like, what am I watching? So it's not the first anime we've seen with like a slow start. So as far as like the. But, like, as far as the whole season, like, it's still hard for me. Maybe, like, an 8.25, something like that.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, oh, like, he's powering up too easily. Like, what? He just has to do, like, a push-ups and fucking run?
Yeah.
And he's, like, the goat? It's like, I thought that was so cheap.
I wish that was my power system. Right.
because, as our listeners know, I mean, we love a training arc. And his training arc was what, like 4 episodes maybe in total?
I guess every episode's a training arc for him.
I guess, but it's very.
You're always training.
It's always very minimal. It's like, oh, like I didn't run my 10 kilometers.
Ben must love this shit.
Today.
No, it's not a true training arc for him.
It's not very. Oh, okay.
but yeah, no, I have. Had a thought to give it an 8.5, but I don't know. For me personally, I just don't think isekais are my favorite genre.
Yeah.
But I think for what it is, it's pretty solid. I'd give it like I'll settle at an 8.25.
Yeah. Okay.
For me, like, I think overall, solid season. It's hard to fight so much hype.
That
there's not many shows that entered as like a first season with this much hype, so it's fighting that, and it's a shorter season. I just thought it was okay. I have it at like a 7.25. It's acceptable. I watched it. I will probably watch the rest of it because I don't want to do like a snapshot judgment after 12 episodes. But it's just fine. Fights were kind of cool. There's like, I know who did the fight versus Igris was the same person who animated the Choso versus Itadori fight.
Mm.
And I was like, that's cool, but like, that fight wasn't that level, you know? Man. It was good. It was watchable. This was not, hey, you should watch Solo Leveling.
Yeah. Okay. So for me, this is at a even 7. Am I entertained by it? Sure. But it's the same standard that I rated that last Jujutsu Kaisen kind of thing, is that pure fights is not going to keep me into a series. But the thing that JJK has is that I actually cared about the characters. They have cool-ass characters. Over here, not only do I not care about the characters, but there's no tension. And to be honest with you, this series, like, I will watch episode 13, right? But, like, you're a couple bad episodes off from me from just not continuing anymore, because I just feel like this has straight action and no depth.
I thought the whole thing was going to be that him just slaying.
Yeah.
Solo Leveling, him just slaying. And it's hard to make that deeper than what it is.
Yeah. And I don't know. For me, and at my stage in my anime career, is just not what I'm looking for in animes. But, like, I see the appeal. Like, the fight against Igris was
like, that's cool. But he dropped the sword.
But am I going to sit here and be like, yeah, this is the fucking best thing I've ever seen? Like, no, dude. Like, I don't know. It's just, I need more of a story. And right now, the story is virtually non-existent outside of slaying things and getting stronger every day. So that's where I'm at with the series. And not to say, I mean, look, especially if you're young in your anime career, young Derek would have liked this shit. Young Derek would have been like, oh shit, you see that? Oh shit. But like, yeah. I wonder what our audience is. What do you rate Solo Leveling?
Like, it was fine. It's literally what it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let me give it its flowers here in saying that it is significantly better than the last series they promoted on Crunchyroll with God of High School.
There's got to be something between that, you know?
Yeah. And so, look, you know, I'll give you that as far as Korean animes are concerned.
Forgot they did have a recap episode 7.
I didn't even want to. I completely forgot about that. Don't make me go down to 6.9.
Yeah, that fucking
just to be like, how dare you give us filler? So what? This was only 11 episodes then.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay. Dad, why did you bring that up? Do not have filler if you only have 12 episodes.
It's supposed to be 6 seasons long, apparently. I saw that on.
How is it that the manga is so far down the line and you already need a break? Like that blows my mind.
Especially all the newest animes we've seen have been 20 plus seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I thought these 12 cores that they're trying to do. Now, if they bring back Solo Leveling again within a year, you know,
we'll see. We'll see, but if they have a year, no breaks.
Bleach was doing the 12 and was doing basically every year.
Yeah, but they did 12 straight.
Yeah, they did.
So, you know, we shall see. But I, you know, again, I'm going to give it a try for episodes 13 and 14. I hope there's more depth, more explanation for that island. Introduce other characters. Just, like, give me something other than this one guy, and you'll keep my attention.
Like, that show could not handle having, like, an episode centered around another character for that episode.
Yeah.
It would not be.
Well, the side characters aren't strong enough.
It wouldn't be. Outside of one of the S rank, but we don't even know enough about them to even.
Yeah, to make that call. But I think it's time for me and Foster have been watching new animes. So we're just going to give our quick 2 cents to pitch the ones that I believe we both enjoyed. So, Foss, what have you been watching lately?
So I just finished Made in Abyss. Season 2 in the movie. We started it from 1 because I remember it being a deep anime, and it's fucking unsettling and heavy and dark and good. I'd definitely recommend it. And if you're like BJ, would not be able to handle this. 100% would not be able to handle the shit that goes on in this. If you had to stop on Your Lie in April for a little bit.
Oh my god! Like, it's been months now.
I in the late season 2, I had to stop for a full 24 hours to give myself a breather because it ended on a choice that was so obscene. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Damn.
So I remember, I think my first description of this a couple of weeks ago was like, ooh, Ghibli environment, adventure, kind of dark fantasy.
Yeah.
I underplayed the dark part. I forgot how dark the first season was and it leads into it. But really good. Really enjoyed it.
I heard the music for Made in Abyss is gas.
Yeah, that's on all parts. Music, characters, story, world. It's great.
For watching probably the two fucking darkest animes I've ever seen, I really want to see.
Which?
Elfin Lied and Berserk.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I've heard of
Both of them are just gruesome. The absolute worst humanity can offer type of rape is shown. You just have to sit there and watch type of shit. Jesus. And it's just like, yeah, it's pretty rough, but it doesn't always mean that it's great. You know what I'm saying? So as long as there's like a cool story with it and it gets dark, like moral dilemma, I'm all for it.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how you feel about it.
Man. So Beej, I don't know. Is music enough of a draw for you to give that a try? Are you going to wait a little bit?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've been seeing, yeah. No.
But you haven't seen a truly depressing anime yet, have you?
No, I don't think so. I've seen pretty depressing anime movies, but I don't think a series quite yet. Most depressing one I've seen?
What, was it a Ghibli or something?
No.
Pancreas?
Yeah, I want to eat your pancreas.
Ah, gotcha. Or do you watch Monster, yeah?
No. I'm trying to, though. Just got back on the Netflix train. Just because there's stuff out there that needs to be watched, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So much to be
watched. Get that library, man.
The world is at my fingertips. Yeah, so,
okay.
No, saddest anime I've seen, I don't know, probably... Shit.
You're Finland? Alive.
I don't know.
maybe Akame?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Pretty.
That's a good one right there. That's about as gruesome.
I'm pretty bleak. Everybody dies.
Come on, Leone. I can't believe it. Why you gotta die to that dude? I think that was the last straw for me. Good thing that was the last episode, because that was a rough go. So the anime I watched was Bocchi the Rock, and I enjoyed the hell out of it, man. Already bought the manga.
Damn.
It was really enjoyable, man.
How long is it?
Just 12 episodes long. Something on the opposite of recommendation. I don't think it's for you, Fuss. I do think it is for you, Beach. especially for the main character's condition. So she is a mega talented guitar player, right? And her issue is that even though she's like an elite guitar player, she'll never be able to exhibit it because she's extreme social anxiety.
Oh, that does sound up my alley.
BJ 101, man. Yeah. Her whole thing is like she won't perform in front of anybody. Like she can't, like she literally, her first concert's performed inside of a box. Like that's how afraid she is of like other people. So a lot of that is just personal growth and her just learning how to like by baby steps joining a band and like getting over that little by little. But the music... Her actual like songs in the band are actually, I have them on my phone. Like they're really good. And I'm not a rock guy. You know what I mean? So, I thoroughly enjoyed the show. So I would say this one goes into the musical anime category, like Your Lie in April, but it is instead of, you know, music and drama, this is music and comedy. So the other bit is just, you're going to laugh, you're going to have music. And it's a little too chibi for Foster, which is why I would never recommend it, but for you, Beach, I think is a good feel good. If you need a picker upper from Made in Abyss,
yeah,
watch Bocchi the Rock. So, you know, up to you. But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed the anime. Like I said, already bought the manga. I will keep watching this as it continues on.
That's crazy though. When did you finish?
I watched this in a week.
Damn.
Pro anime watcher, baby. it just takes me a week to finish an anime.
Still got it, huh?
I do. I make it happen, man.
It's impressive.
I ain't like these bingers who wait till the last day.
I did 2 seasons in a movie of made.
Yeah, that is pretty fresh. Now, if anybody can rewatch like you, Fuzz.
Hey, you know.
You're a pro rewatcher.
I have time. I'm single. I have no one. I have so much time. I have so much time.
No, our boy just finished the IBO rewatch.
And I did my.
And now he's in Geass.
I'm doing my Code Geass rewatch.
Really?
Deep in Geass.
I'm like 14, 15 episodes deep in that. Like,
damn. Oh, no. I remember you saying you were going to get back.
Yeah, all that. The, you know, on the fringe of the top 10 that I've only seen once. That pretty much happened all the last 5 years. I just haven't seen them again. You know, Steins Gate, Psycho Pass. They're all getting a. Oh, Banana Fish. They all will get another rewatch recently. Eventually.
Shit, I know that IBO was gas.
It was. It submitted itself in this 10. It's not moving.
Submitted. I fucking love that.
It's already a top 10 for you, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, man. Yeah, no question. No question.
Where's your library at these days? Like, if you have a given number to it. Around 30?
Yeah, 40? I'd say I'm still in the 30s. Maybe low 40s at this point. Okay. But, yeah.
Man, you're moving along.
I'm still, hey, man, I'm trying. I'm in like a gaming phase right now. I can't stop gaming. But, no, I'm about to get back into your line, April, because it do be April and shit. So,
do be April and shit.
So I've been, yeah, I feel it's about time to put that one to bed.
Well, outside of your lie, are there any spring 2024 anime that you are looking forward to?
Well, I just saw that a Laidback Camp season 3 is back.
Woo!
So
that's the wildest title.
That's right up Beach's alley, because there's no like really action in either. That's just more of like of a
no. It's
kind of a comedy bit to me.
Yeah, well, it's about the outdoor activities club at a high school, and it's basically these like four or sometimes five girls that like to go camping.
100% BJ.
it's pretty fantastic. Highly recommend.
I didn't know season 3 was coming out this. No, I'm not either. Even on season 2 yet. So
see, well, I got a notification because Apple TV sends me like notifications when new episodes of anime drop, and they're like, "Oh, Laidback Camp, season 3 is now on Crunchyroll." And I was like, "What?" I had no idea. So yeah, no, looking forward to getting back into that.
Yeah, my lineup's pretty deep, man. I will say right now, Demon Slayer, it's still dropped for me, so I'm really kind of dependent on y'all to watch this and tell me if it's worth getting back into, because I still haven't finished this last season, so this Hashira...
That is crazy. We keep talking about it.
Yeah, this last Hashira training, and to be honest, like, this is more interesting than the Swordsman Village
page. Yeah.
So it looks interesting.
This is a chance to save it.
Yeah, you know, y'all let me know if that's worth watching. For me... I mean, it's a lot. And who has made a huge comeback? I feel like they've switched for me. Demon Slayer's dropped off for me. My Hero, I'm more interested.
I was going to say, I will be there first day My Hero for that episode to drop.
Yeah. So I'm ready for that to pull up. And then the two kind of fantasy animes that I picked up, Konosuba, I absolutely love as a series. It's just, it's a comedy anime. So it's just all about like literally the same setup as say Frieren, right? Except they do absolutely nothing and they fail at every mission. So it's like it always makes me laugh because it's like an anime that should have never been made into a story because it's just like regular people just like giving up. But that's why I love Konosuba so much. It's just like the opposite of what you'd ever expect in a show. And then Mushoku Tensei is coming back.
Right.
So
that starts today.
Yeah, man. That's cannot wait. to put that back. So long as Rudeus gets rid of his little problem, you know, inappropriately touching every woman he sees.
Jesus. I would call that a little problem.
Yeah, well, it's just it's always held me back. I know Ben doesn't give a shit, but okay, let me not say that as if like. But to me, it's just like it's too much. Like it. When the series isn't sexual, like it's, you know, it's actually interesting. So I'd love to see that pick up. And then maybe Kaiju number 8. But I have no idea what that's even about. I just, it's almost had like a lot of advertising.
That's the new thing that they're pumping.
Yeah, so
I remember seeing some like 6
Crunchyroll
months ago.
Is always pumping that as like the main display thing. So I'm like, yeah, maybe I give it a shot.
They pumped it up a week early before even.
Do you think this is a mech or is this just like a war?
I thought it was like a I thought
it's
it was
like a monster.
I thought it was. Really? I thought it was like they have a kind of like an agency to protect civilization from these monsters. I don't know. I think of the minute teaser I saw months ago. But I mean, I'll watch it because I'm interested. It seems big.
Yeah, what you into these days? What you looking forward to?
Blue Locks, April 19th.
bro, we need to all show my up heroes in, the blue jerseys.
Do need some kiss. I just saw there's a Code Geass movie. Is that something else?
Don't watch Code Geass movies.
Oh, they trash?
Yes.
That sucks.
It's anime movies. You know how it is.
I know. I never Code Geass had movies like that.
Oh, yeah, they've had multiple.
Ugh, never mind.
Yeah. Just to give you a warning, brother. I mean, you can watch whatever you want.
Yeah, my spring isn't, like, super strong. My hero is the main thing, and then, I guess, Demon Slayer. I guess I'll have to... One of these on this list might come up big. I don't know.
Have either of y'all seen Tsukimichi? The Moonlight Fantasy? Mm-hmm. Or a Moonlit Fantasy?
I have not.
Currently simulcasting on Crunchyroll. 4.9 rating from 80,000 reviews. So
Damn.
Might be worth checking out.
Just maybe. I mean, I've heard rumors of Frieren rumors of possible prequels.
Prequel be heat.
So I'm very excited to see. Apparently they're gonna like just do 5 episodes of just highlighting a particular character's backstory. So it'll be kind of Frieren before she met Flam, or like, you know, any of the characters we've already met so far. Like what's his name?
The original adventure party,
Kraft,
or okay,
the elf. I think what's his name? My favorite dude from the party, smoker dude.
Yeah, ponytail.
Yeah, whew. What's his name?
Oh,
Stein.
No, Stein's the old priest.
Yeah, the smoker.
Oh, you're talking about the old priest? I thought you're talking about the from the newest party, not from the original party.
Yeah, from the newest party.
That's the name. Was Stein? Was it?
I thought it was Stein.
I don't know.
Well, either way. I can't wait to see his backstory. I'm not very interested in Stark's backstory, and I hope...
Did they already release which episodes it's about?
No, they just know that they're going to do 5 episodes, but they haven't picked the characters other than Frieren's original backstory. So, honestly, any Frieren content I will eat up.
Yeah.
I will watch that. I'm trying to pick out characters who I was interested in seeing. Honestly, don't care about Stark's backstory, to be honest with you.
We kind of got it.
We've seen Ferns anyways.
Yeah.
So we don't really need that.
If we had 5, Frieren, Kraft, Sari.
I would like to see what Werbel did back in the day.
Yeah, they have enough characters. They have enough characters to choose from for an episode. They have enough characters to choose from.
So,
and the way they make episodes, really.
We'll see. I'm seeing here there's another one whose first episode just dropped, which has a weird name called Windbreaker.
I think
I've heard of.
I think I've seen stuff.
It looks like a Tokyo Revengers.
Yeah, I thought I saw something about it being like even better than Tokyo Revengers
type thing. Possibly without the supernatural aspect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, you said without the supernatural?
Yeah.
Like the time travel.
Yeah.
I was about to say, because I dropped Revengers, so I'm like, did they introduce powers? So I was like, God, yo, no. Oh my God. No. Can Mikey do a jump?
Nah, he'd be kicking like Sanji or something.
I couldn't handle that.
Yeah, this looks more straightforward than Tokyo Revengers, but
yeah, I think I saw some fight scene on Instagram, but
yeah, people seem to be liking it so far. But
well, I think for my last follow up question for you, Sibs. Is for our next convention, I think we should do a light cosplay. But is there a particular one that you would try?
I feel like it would have to be something we have all seen and are familiar with.
I got that Tomon jacket in my closet just waiting.
Foster has some Tomon stuff.
Yeah, no, me and Foster.
I don't, actually.
You don't?
Not the jacket.
I could also see.
I could get one. Well, it's not hard.
You do have a captain's robe, don't you? From Bleach?
I do.
See? There we go.
See, but it's...
I think we need to decide on a light cosplay to do when we're interviewing.
It's just... Are we trying to put on for Revengers like that?
No, but it's like not a high-maintenance cosplay, if that makes sense. Mm. I also like the Roshi fits.
Mm. Little turtle?
Yeah. Hey, man. By the way, that Togepi shirt. If I ever see one. Like, just light stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, a one-time thing. But I think I'm going to rock the Vegeta, the pink Batman shirt.
Damn. Vegeta was wearing that shit, too.
He really was. And you know how Vegeta always got his hands in his pockets?
Was he wearing a pink shirt and yellow pants?
Yeah.
That should not exist, but it looked good on him.
Yeah, it did. It did. Sure.
That combination is horrendous. Objectively.
Because I know, you know, sometimes we'll get shat on by, you know, high, you know, try hard. But, you know, this year I want to actually try it for us. So I think I'm going to go with the Vegeta fit.
It did feel like work in our little work. Or our little simp shirts.
Yeah.
It felt like we were on duty.
Yeah. So. Let's relax it a little
bit. Yeah, yeah. Let's keep it cash.
Let's keep it cash. And I think we do just fine. So I'm just going to wait for my little Gengar chain. And then once I get
Gengar
that
chain.
It'll be fake. You don't need to put the diamond tester to it. It'll be fake. But what is a cosplay you guys would like to try? Let me know, what did you think of Solo Leveling? Was it everything it was hyped up to be for you? Was it a 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10? Let us know, and appreciate you guys as always. Jana.